good morning. This is Laurie Lopez with Daily Worship. Today is August the 22nd, 2012. And it's just a privilege and an honor to be worshiping with you this morning or whatever time you're listening. And so as I was praying through what to bring today, really I was inspired by a song that we'll sing later, but it's just talking about the Lord hearing the cries of his people. And so I want to read just portions of Psalm 116. So just let this wash over your hearts and minds today as you listen to just the faithfulness of God. Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my prayer for mercy. Because he bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. How kind the Lord is, how good he is, so merciful this God of ours. The Lord protects those of childlike faith. I was facing death and he saved me. Let my soul be at rest again, for the Lord has been good to me. He has saved me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. And so I walk in the Lord's presence as I live here on earth. What can I offer the Lord for all he has done for me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and praise the Lord's name for saving me. I will keep my promise to the Lord in the presence of all his people. And let this be our promise. Oh Lord, I am your servant. Yes, I am your servant, born into your household. You have freed me from my chains. I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. God, let this just be our heart's cry today. That you are good. That you have saved us, that you listen to our cries, you hear them, God. You welcome our cries to you, Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, our comforter, our guide, our friend. Even when we don't know how to cry out to you, Holy Spirit, you do that on our behalf, and we are so thankful for that. So in whatever we're going through, let us just remember to call on the name of the Lord. It is a great and mighty name. And let us claim the promises that we have been given. God, we love you. We thank you. These things we ask in your son's name. Amen. Let this song just wash over you today. Lost or saved, find their way at the sound of your sound of your great name. Heaven. We can bring our cries to you, God. And that because you have been intimately acquainted with sorrow, Jesus, you identify every hurt that we have. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that we can come boldly to your throne. We are covered by your righteousness, and that you hear and you answer our cries and our prayers. God, we love you. Teach us to come to you first before we seek counsel from others. Teach us to come to your throne and bow at your feet, God. In Jesus' name.